Good morning. Welcome to this EconFin Daily Podcast. 欢迎你来到我的播客节目。
Good morning, my listeners. Hope you're enjoying the week-long holiday vacation. I know a lot of people are back their hometown to spend time with family and friends. Make sure you eat as much great food as you can. Nothing beats a home-cooked meal and the precious time spent with the ones you really care about.
非常感谢你在假期呢能依旧选择收听我的播客节目，希望你和你的家人朋友呢能一起度过一个愉快的长假。无论何时与亲人和朋友在一起呢，都是一件值得欣慰和庆祝的事。
As many will say in America, it's all about the family.
在节目开始之前呢，我想给我下一周的一期节目呢做个预告。在上周呢，我为 Cambly 制作了一个特辑，在节目里呢，我采访了一位来自加拿大的英语老师 Laura，也请他分享了一些对英语初学者可能有帮助的学习经验。在下一个特辑里呢，我将采访另一位老师，这次呢想请他给已经有一定英语基础的朋友呢提供一些如何把听说读写再提高的方法。如果你有兴趣呢，欢迎你收听。
OK, now it's time for today's trivia question. So we talked about it before when TOEFL started, but when did it come to China? And how many students were there for the first time?
今天的 trivia question 呢是关于 TOEFL 在中国的。你知不知道第一次中国的 TOEFL 考试在什么时候，有多少人参加了呢？
The answer will be reviewed in the end of the program. Okay, let's move on to today's daily phrase.
今天的短语呢叫 silver lining, a silver lining. 它的英文解释呢是 a consoling or hopeful prospect, or a metaphor for optimism. 它的中文解释呢就是一线希望。在今天的 show notes 或者是公众号里呢，你都可以看到一个相关的例句供你做参考。
Alright, time for news stories.
今天的所有的新闻呢都是有关于英国最新的财政政策的这个闹剧。
It's all about a UK financial package fiasco. The new Prime Minister Liz Truss wrote out an aggressive fiscal package to stimulate the UK economy, which includes tax cuts and more borrowings. So how did it work?
看来呢，这个新任的英国首相呢，也面对了非常大的挑战。他最新提出的这个财政计划呢，非常非常的不顺利，引来了一系列的市场的波动。那我们今天就来看一些相关的新闻。
The first story is from Associated Press. The United Kingdom's new government outlined plans Friday to cut taxes and boost spending in an effort to bolster the faltering economy.But the high-risk moves spark concerns that increased public borrowing will worsen a cost-of-living crisis and sent the British pound on its biggest one-day drop in 2.5 years. Treasury Chief Kwasi Kwarteng announced sweeping tax cuts that he said would boost economic growth and generate increased revenue without introducing corresponding spending reductions.He also said previously announced plans to cap soaring energy bills for homes and businesses will be financed through borrowing.
今天第一则新闻呢来自于联合社，他是说呢，在前一个周五呢，英国的新任财长 Kwasi Kwarteng 呢宣布了一项新的财政计划，来促进英国的经济。这项计划包括了 tax cuts， 也就是减税，和 boost spending， 也就是增加财政支出。但是呢，这些新的计划呢，却遭到了市场的质疑，也导致了英镑对美元呢，跌到了近两年半来的谷底。这篇新闻你要注意的一个词呢，是 sweeping， 它的意思呢，是广泛的。
The second piece is from CNBC. UK Prime Minister Liz Truss defends tax cuts, vows to press on. British Prime Minister Liz Truss on Thursday defended the fiscal policies announced last week,which sparked chaos in UK markets, saying the country had been put on a better trajectory. Speaking on a round of interviews across local BBC radio stations, she said her government's decisive action would curb inflation by up to 5 percentage points, reduce taxes for people and business, providing support with rising energy bills and avoid a projected economic slowdown.
第二则新闻呢是来自于 CNBC， 这是说呢，在前一个周五宣布了财政计划之后呢，在接下来一个星期呢，英国首相 Liz Truss 在 defend her position 和她的 policy， 因为呢新的财政计划遭到了市场的质疑，也带来很多的波动。但是 Liz Truss 说呢，她觉得她的财政计划是可行的，会减少通胀，也会给企业带来更多的利润。这篇文章里要注意的词呢是 trajectory， trajectory, 它的意思呢就是轨道轨迹。The third piece is from Reuters. Bank of England to buy £65 billion of UK bonds to stem rout. The Bank of England stepped into British pounds markets to stem a market rout, pledging to buy around £65 billion of long-dated gilts after the new government's tax cut plans triggered the biggest sell-off in decades. Citing potential risks to the stability of the financial system, the BOE also delayed on Wednesday the start of a program to sell its £838 billion of government bonds holdings, which had been due to begin next week. 第三则新闻是来自于路透社，他是说呢，上周英国中央银行面对市场的巨大波动呢，不得不采取政策，宣布将购入650亿英镑的英国政府债券来稳定这个市场。这和原来的将减少政府持有国债和减少流动性呢是正好相反的，这将对英国已经高涨的通货膨胀呢带来更大的影响。所以说呢，这个 Liz Truss 新政府的这个财政政策呢，在目前看来，对通货膨胀不但没有起到抑制的作用，反而增加了提高通货膨胀的可能。市场呢对这些新的政策呢并不是非常的看好。这篇文章里要注意的词呢是 rout， 它的意思呢就是波动、动乱的意思。The last piece is from Bloomberg. Bank of England should pull its own U-turn on gilt sales. The better part of valor is discretion. Shakespeare wrote in Henry IV, Part 1. Chancellor of the Exchequer, Quasi Quantum, bowed to the inevitable on Monday and U-turned on his plans to lower the highest rate of income tax. The Bank of England should mirror his action.by shelving plans to sell its bonds holding for at least the rest of this year. Quanten has the Bank of England to thank for calming markets sufficiently to give him the space to make adjustments to the tax giveaways announced September 23rd after today's reversal on the most controversial element of the package. Sterling briefly strengthened versus the dollar, but swiftly reversed its gains.最后一篇新闻呢，来自于彭博社。他说呢，昨天面对市场的压力，英国财政部长不得不放弃原来所提出的减税计划。同时呢，市场还认为英国中央银行呢应该放弃原来的所谓 QT， 也就是减少流动性的计划，至少应该推迟一阵子，这样呢是英国的经济呢有足够的流动性来维持增长。这篇新闻要注意的一个词呢叫 Exchequer。它其实就是国库的意思，这是一个比较 fancy 的说法，这也只有在 British 这个 system 里才会用到，可能在美式英语的环境呢，这就叫 treasury。 Alright, that's all for today's news story. 你可以在今天的 show notes 里呢找到这些新闻的摘要，也可以参考同名公众号里完整的文字版。所以从整个这个过程来看呢，英国的这项新的财政计划呢非常的不成功，从一开始的遭到市场的反对，到最后不得不改变计划。It looks like recovery is still a long way to go for the Brits. 好了，在节目的最后呢，我将揭晓今天 trivia question 的答案。So when did the TOEFL test start in China? In May 1981, China's Ministry of Education signed a contract with the Education Testing Service, ETS, of the United States, allowing the test to be held in China jointly by ETS and the Chinese government.7 months later, the first TOEFL test was given in Beijing, Shanghai, and Guangzhou, with only 161 students sitting the test. 所以说呢，第一次在中国的托福考试呢，是在1981年的年底，当时呢，只有北京、上海和广州有这个考试，那个时候也是只有笔试的，一共呢，有161位学生参加了考试。但在今天呢，我们知道托福考试已经是非常普遍了，许多留学的同学或者想留学的同学都会参加这些考试。All right.That's all for today's program. Thank you for listening, and I see you next time. 好了，非常感谢您的收听，今天节目就到这里了，我们下期再见。